Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Hello and welcome to Caprica Cafe. Here's a brief history on today's holiday. The words remember, remember refer to Guy Fawkes with the origin of the 17th century English history. On November 5th, 1605, Guy Fawkes was caught in the cellar of the House of Parliament with several dozen barrels of gunpowder. Guy Fawkes was subsequently tried as a traitor with his co-conspirators for plotting against the government. He was tried by a Judge Popham, who came to London especially for the trial. From his country manor, and do we care where he's from? Fawkes was sentenced to death, and the form of the execution was one of the most horrendous ever practiced, hung, drawn, and quartered, which reflected the serious nature of the crime of treason. The tradition begins the following year in 1606. It became an annual custom for the king and parliament to commission a sermon to commemorate the event. Lancelot Andrews, awesome name, delivered the first of many gunpowder plot sermons. This practice, together with the nursery rhyme, ensured that the crime would never be forgotten. Hence the words, remember, remember, the 5th of November, the poem sometimes referred to as, please remember the 5th of November. It serves as a warning to each new generation that treason will never be forgotten. In England, the 5th of November is still commemorated each year with fireworks and bonfires, culminating the burning of effigies of the Guy Fawkes, the Guy. The guys are made by children by filling old clothes with crumpled newspapers to look like a man. Tradition allows British children to display their guys to passers-by and asking for a penny for the guy. Which is in the movie. Rhymes.org.uk. Undersong is called Turtle Doves by The Fabrications. To commemorate this holiday, I thought I'd bring you the following news article. This is brought to you by Dunkelfint.com and the New York Times put together, because I'm awesome like that. Washington lawmakers have reacted with shock at the discovery of an obscure clause in a military spending bill that will terminate the work of the auditor. The Office of Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction has embarrassed the U.S. administration with its reports on corrupt practices. These are the guys who went after Halliburton and things like that. And just recently they pointed out that the U.S. government lost millions of handguns because it forgot to write down a serial number. Critics of the government claim that this is what lies behind the sudden closure. Republican Senator Susan Collins told the New York Times that she was just mystified about how the termination clause... Republican Senator Susan Collins told the New York Times that she was mystified about how the termination clause has found its way into the bill. Senator John Warren, of the Republican chairman of the Senate Armed Service Committee, told a newspaper that he would push for an extension of the Special Inspector General Stuart Bowen's character. Fuck John Warner. Inspectors from other U.S. government departments, such as the Pentagon, could take over the Iraq auditor responsibilities, but the strength of Mr. Bowen's operation lies in the strong presence on the ground in Iraq. In any case, as the bill came out of conference, the termination date of October 1st, 2007 was inserted, effectively meaning that Mr. Bowen would have to start working on passing his responsibilities on to other agencies next year. So, this means that we have a special watchdog organization organized by the government, but still rather independent of its influence, who's been watching over the situations in Iraq and making sure everything is going well and things like Halliburton are stopped. And a bunch of people decided, you know, we don't want it anymore, so they canceled it. As it's almost voting day, we're going to throw you a little song called Cast That Ballot as a bit of propaganda. It's from the album Cast That Ballot by the Lovacious Biddies.
If the deficit's got you feeling blue, take a stroll to the poll and here's what you do. You better cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
You better cast that ballot and let your voice be heard. So you say your party's not to blame. Elephants and donkeys are not the same. You better cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Your face. favorite name. Pink slips, layoffs, unemployment giving me the blues. SUVs or hybrid autos, now's the time to choose. Medicare, the NRA, so much to think about every day. You better cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
Cast that ballot.
You better cast that ballot and chase your fears away.
Right wing, left wing, everybody sway.
Follow Us by Attic.
Myself for the fall. Seconds passed. I was still standing. In fact, I felt just fine. The noise in the water, however, had faded. I came to meet you, the man said, perfectly clear. I shook my head, tucked the flashlight under my arm, folding the knife and pocketing it. Going to be one of those days. I could just tell. What happened to the sound? I asked the man. Oh yes, the sound. It was loud, wasn't it? I turned it down. Sorry about that. It's all right now, said the man. Nodding repeatedly, the roar of the river was now a babble of a brook. Well then, shall we? He said with an abrupt about face, then began walking back upstream with sure-footed ease. I followed, shining my flashlight in his steps. You turn down the sound? Then it's artificial, I take it. Not at all, the man said. That's natural sound, that is. But how did you turn down natural sound, I asked. Strictly speaking, I don't turn it down, replied the man. I take it out.
Oh my goodness, thank you. 17 hours. And now with us here, live in Cafe. Oh, it's cool, because it's called Caprica Cafe, but we're in a different cafe. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Andrew.
I see I'm drinking cat's coffee. Yuck. I see that you have a wall pin shoved in the bottom of your shoe.
This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
I see. And what inspired you to do this?
No, it's a really wall pin in the bottom of my shoe.
Truly.
I think this might require some investigation.
Let's go check it out.
I don't know, there might be some paperwork we didn't fill out to do it.
Oh, yeah. So, last night, you, me, Kate, and Kat went to Patrick's house or something, and watched Battlestar Galactica, because we're that cool. And then, Kat and I left, because we got up at 5:30. What did you guys do after we left?
We finished watching the episode of Battlestar Galactica. Then we went and retrieved Kate's favorite sweater in the universe from the Arcata pool, which beat her up and stole it from her. And then the pool itself, mind you. And then we went to Arcata Pizza and Deli, where we ran into at least 4 people from QSU.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of impressive.
Is Kate in QSU?
No. Actually, technically, one of the people is from the Women's Resource Center. I don't think she's ever been to a QSU meeting. So,
is it that one that you get mixed up with your computer all the time?
No. She's on the Humboldt Pride Council.
Oh, right.
Which is different from the Women's Resource Center and the Queer Student Union.
I had an exciting morning. I got a voicemail from my dad saying that he absolutely must have his razor and that I should bring it to him. His shaving razor, his electric razor. So I took it to him.
Why did you have a shaving razor and where were you?
I was at his house. He just forgot it.
Oh, where was he?
At the Botanical Symposium.
And he absolutely had to have a shaving razor at the Botanical Symposium?
He needed to shave.
Why didn't he shave before he went?
I don't think he noticed that he needed to shave.
That must have been embarrassing when someone commented on it.
No one did. And actually, I looked at the guy. He really didn't need to shave.
That's kind of weird.
Yes. His girlfriend was there.
I know someone who lives really close to her.
Who?
I actually don't remember her name. Jennifer?
Wait, close to her
house.
The Arcata house or the one in Eureka? Because she moved.
Oh, the Arcata house. I didn't know she moved.
Oh yeah,
she don't really keep up on her life.
Yeah, I know, Karen. You don't read the news articles. She moved to the complex where my dad is.
Oh, okay. If you notice, we did get the paperwork finally to check the bottom of my shoe. However, we specified the wrong shoe, so we have to fill it out all over again.
Oh no!
But the good news is that there's nothing wrong with the bottom of my left shoe.
That's good. Well, we'll have to go through that jumble again, but I'm sure in due time, our paperwork clearance will come through.
Day one, 6:30. On my way over here, there was quite a few people out. This one guy was like rambling on about the weather, and it was kind of confusing because he had a garbage can. He was walking down the street, but I'm not really sure where he was going because there was no houses where he was. Yeah. And it was kind of disorienting, but he's really, really happy, so it made me happy.
That's great. It's actually 6:20.
6:20.
Start our trip off.
It's so early, and I'm so tired.
Me too. Let's sleep.
And we're going to Humboldt. Here we go. You ready? One. Jiggle.
We are here. We have been here for a blink amount of hours. Blinking money. And here is cafe. 321 cafe. Is it cafe? 321 something. Cafe. Let's see. Pero es todo de mi discursión. No sé qué es discursión. That's just. That's something like traveling. Shut up, cat.
How would you define terrorism, Ms. Shipley?
I don't want to.
Is that out of apathy or fear?
I'm sounding whiny. It's out of ignorance, I guess, or not sure. I don't know.
Shut up.
I don't want to. I don't want to express my opinions to the public.
Excuse me,
ask
sir.
You something?
No. How would you define terrorism?
People who hate America?
Thank you. We have late breaking news on Patrick's shoe.
The tack is incredibly useful in deterring gum from being stuck to that exact spot on my shoe. Are you serious? No, I'm not gonna do that.
Yes. Those are the turtle doves. Turtle doves. Turtle doves.
Capital Cafe.